from D.C. We heard Parpain with a song called Dame D. Fern, a band from Paris, France. We heard Brumeur, a song called Mains de les Punches, another band from Paris, France. Then we heard a band from Italy called Sick Tambourou with a song called Quando Vivo.
This is it, y'all.
I do appreciate y'all for being here. I'll be here next Tuesday. So, yeah. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
anyone who touches these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Electronic music began as an experiment. But now, after nearly 30 years of development, most of the world's studios are still using laboratory equipment designed for experimenters. The RA Moog 900 series modular electronic music instruments were designed and built with a composer in mind. They were developed over a 12-year period with the consultation of many experienced composers and technicians. The instruments combine a high degree of versatility with straightforward and convenient operation. The so-called classical electronic music studio, which developed step by step over the last three decades, is generally made up of several audio oscillators, filters, amplifiers, mixers, and tape recorders. The oscillators create the basic sounds used by electronic music composers. The most common oscillator-produced sound is a sine wave. Most classic studios also have generators to create square waves and white noise. Occasionally, a studio has generators for a sawtooth wave or other easily produced wave forms. Of course, any natural sound can be recorded for use. Filters are employed to vary the timbre of the basic sounds. For example, the square wave heard before can be filtered into or and. The composer then uses amplifiers and gain controls to vary the intensities of individual sounds and control the balance of combined sounds in ensemble. The next step is the tedious process of recording each sound or combination of sounds onto tape. The individual sounds are edited together, note by note, attack by attack, forming melody and rhythm. The process is very time-consuming, with frequently as many as 8 edits per inch of tape. The final balance is achieved during the mixing stage, when the sounds are synchronized and combined. Although the classical studio has proven to be adequate for conveying musical expression, the technique, in practice, lacks versatility and efficiency. The Moog 900 series eliminates many of the problems through the systematic use of voltage control, a striking innovation in electronic music instrument design. Voltage control is the control of an instrument by the application of an electrical voltage in place of the usual control method of setting dials and knobs. In the classical studio, the oscillator, amplifier, and filter have their own independent controls. If you want to change the frequency of a sound generated by an oscillator, you usually adjust a calibrated dial control on the oscillator. The intensity of a sound is normally varied by adjusting the gain control of an amplifier. The 900 system can be operated by the independent control dials on the amplifiers, filters, and oscillators. However, the Moog instruments offer the composer the versatility of external voltage controls. There are many ways of operating an instrument by varying its control voltage. The simplest and most obvious is manually with a keyboard or a continuous controller. A non-manual method is having a low-frequency oscillator produce a periodic control voltage. Random white noise can be used to create random variations. A transient generator provides non-recurring variations. An oscillator was voltage controlled in each of the examples just heard. Filters and amplifiers can also be voltage controlled to produce variations of timbre and loudness. Voltage control lets electronic composers produce many new and interesting musical events unobtainable at classical studios. In fact, with suitable control devices, virtually any sound can be produced. The sounds and music on this recording were produced using 900 series instruments and standard professional studio equipment. RA Moog modular instruments can be used in all areas of electronic sound and music, from real-time concert performance to direct digital computer control.
Listen up your attention, if you please. We want to give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with the subject stinky cheese, better not go taking the chances. Under no circumstances should you open it, or else it will translate your documents into Swahili. Make your TV record chili, nutrient pests, and give your laundry. It's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out! Erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out! Erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert! You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Soon, very soon, it will make all the pain feel off your walls. Your face right off your skull. Look out! And make your iPod only play Jethro Tull. Look out! And tell you knock-knock jokes while you're trying to sleep. Look out! And make you physically attracted to sheep. Look out! Steal your identity and your credit card. Look out! Buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards. Look out! Then cause a major rift in time and space and leave a bunch of Twinkie wrappers all over the place. That's right, it's a virus alert. You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Warn all your friends, send this to everybody. Tell everyone, you know, tell everybody now. If you get infected, you'll wish you had never been born. So before it emails your grandmother all of your porn, turn off your computer and make sure it powers down. Drop it in a 43-foot hole in the ground. Bury it completely, rocks and boulders should be fine. Then burn all the clothes you may have worn anytime you were alive. Virus alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward the
to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and a brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy will sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy will sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
the great thing about the James Bond films is the amazing music from the James Bond movies. And only the finest performers get a chance to do a James Bond theme. And people like Tom Jones. People like Tina Turner. People like Aha. Only the greatest and most enduring bands get a chance to do a James Bond theme. That's sad because so many brilliant performers have never done a James Bond theme. It's amazing. People like Neil Young.
James Bond with your fancy women. Who are you fooling? Nobody.
Never a chance. People like Ethel Merman.
Hey, James, come up to my place. Hiya, hiya, a waka waka, hiya, waka wow.
Never did one. People like Morrissey.
I met him at a chip shop. He was in a tuxedo. And then he was gonna save the world. Why? Where have you gone? Why did you run? Why? What about me? Why not me?
Chance, another great British performer, Robert Smith from The Cure.
I am a spy. Why do I cry? Why do I cry? I'm a spy, I'm a spy. Sunday's sad and Tuesday's dead. I just was lost in a submarine.
I don't know. Who else? Tom Waits would be good.
I saw a pirate with a leg, a Chinese horse with a stable peg, a chimp with a monkey dancing in the rain. Then I saw old James Bond again.
Anybody else?
James Brown.
Secret attaché case. Little knife. Switch. Whoa. 00. 7.
People like R.E.M.
Hey, James Bond, you got a gun. You shot me in the face. Ow, that hurt.
Never done one. But my favorite would be Bob Dylan.
He said, everybody run. You were coming in, having fun. Didn't you? With a satellite with a laser beam and everyone had a scream, wouldn't you?
Weird. Thank you.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door.
Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more.
Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and the separate dying ember brought his ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore.
For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore.
Deep into that darkness peering, long as the dear wandering, fearing, doubting, dreaming, dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only words there spoken was the whispered word Lenore.
This I whispered, and an echo murmured back. this and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched upon my chamber door. Perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiled it, I set fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on this night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumes from an unseen censer, sung by seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the trumpet floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God has left me, by these angels he has sent me, leave my loneliness unbroken with the bust above my door. Take thy feet from out of my heart, take thy form from off my door, quoth the raven, nevermore. And this raven never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of the demons that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted evermore.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mario.